Good morning and welcome to another edition of Tampa Bay Today. I'm John Morris, and joining me in studio today is Bo Ellis. Bo is the founder or director of Christ Across America Ministries. Is that correct?
Yeah, John.
Okay.
Christ Across America.
Tell us a little bit about Christ Across America. What's it all about?
Well, thanks for having me over, John. Christ Across America is a Florida not-for-profit, 501c3 pending. We're an organization that exists to promote and create awareness for ministries and missionaries who are serving in local communities.
Okay, so you're not necessarily a PR firm. You're just a guy on fire for the Lord and want to tell people about other ministries. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, there's a way that God kind of led me to this place. And really what we decided a long time ago was that God had connected us to a guy here locally, Tom Atchison, Pastor Tom Atchison, who does a homeless drug and alcohol recovery center. And we come alongside him, and we come to recognize and realize how ministries who are serving our Lord Jesus Christ and that are Christ-centered, you know, they need support. And too few people really know the impact that their work has and does in transforming lives. And our hope was that if we could draw more attention to the way these faithful folks serve, that my unsaved neighbor might ask why. So we use outreach events, and interestingly, we're using a cross-country bicycle mission tour to promote and create awareness and support for local ministries.
Now, how does the cross-country tour tie into local ministries? Are you talking about local ministries on the stops on the bike tour?
Well, what we a long time ago, I think about a year and a half ago, it's a lot to just fire hose you with, so it's like we've gone deep in a lot of places, and it's probably is worth bringing to the table. Just where did this cross-country bicycle mission trip idea,
sure,
where did that come from? You know, I'm a guy who owns businesses, and I've got five kids, and I was just talking with God about, you know, getting fit. I was, you know, just wasn't a real fit guy. I'd been a fit guy in college. I'm 39 years old. I was overweight, and you know, I'm just talking to God about what could I do that would glorify you, that would honor you, that could help me get into a healthy lifestyle. I had been a cyclist in college, and I'd always thought that I'd like to do L.A. to Seattle by bicycle. And I remember thinking back in college as a guy who, you know, I was saved when I was 12, but I think I never really surrendered my life to Christ until I was about 36.
Mm-hmm.
That's just 3 years ago, so... Right. You come to understand that surrender is a lot different from saved, and you start to ask, you know, Christ to work through your life and say, Lord, what would you do with me? How can you use me? How can I give my life to you? And when you get to that place of surrender, you really get to where just exercise is His too, and,
sure,
and your career is His too, your family is His too. So I'm this type A guy that when I talk about getting fit, for me, you know, it's not about walking around the block or something. I need to put something out there that would glorify Him. And I swear to you, I don't know how or why, but I just heard God said, just ride across the country on a bicycle. And I mean, I'm 5'11", John. I was 285.
Wow.
Okay, that's a pretty big guy. I mean, this is a year and a half ago, and God just said, you know, Bo, I can do anything. If you think that's something that would glorify me, just I'll handle it for you. So I put that out with my church leaders, and they thought I was nuts. I mean, I really thought we would just go do a mission trip on a bicycle and just kind of stop. You know, I was at a Methodist church at the time, and I thought we'd just go hug Methodists, you know, and connect the Methodist churches, and I, what a small vision that was, because over the last year and a half, God has revealed to me through that process that He really wasn't giving me a bike ministry, and what he really wanted me to recognize was that we all are gifted, and one of my gifts is just enthusiasm, and He wanted to say, hey Bo, let's use this thing to let folks know where Jesus Christ really is in communities. We know that He's everywhere, but it takes people making choices to allow Him to work.
Sure.
We need people to say yes. And my hope is I'm going to find a lot of folks who said yes while we're out here on this cross-country tour. And we just want to meet them. We want to get their stories, hear their stories. We want to learn about their ministries. And then we as an organization, Christ Across America, we want to put that we want to put what we've learned out there in media. We want to put it out in documentary and video type productions. We want to put it out there in a web-based kind of knowledge base looking thing. It's connectional in the way that a ministry leader in Jacksonville might want to do what someone in Spokane is doing, and he just wouldn't know how or what or where to connect and how to get started. So this all started for me when we went to Key West, Florida in August to do a kind of a trial run. We're having to cover 80 miles a day.
Wow.
And it's not a big deal for
in terms somebody's of in shape and they
physically.
Bike, right, right.
But moving your family across the country 80 miles a day, every day, you know, that's logistically could be challenging, particularly with a two-year-old. And
now your family obviously follows along in a car. I mean, a two-year-old's not going to strap onto the trailer of a bike.
That's right, okay. That's right. So, you know, I think it's important that you look at this bike trip kind of started as an idea, and it evolved into a ministry. We really didn't know that it was to promote awareness and support for war zone type ministries until August of last year when we went to Key West. We needed to do a trial run with the family to figure out how we could move a family, you know, like that. And what it is, it's a travel trailer pulling behind our big V10 excursion.
Okay.
And my wife's driving because she likes that, Connie. And, I mean, she's like 50-something feet long with that thing. And, you know, her silly husband's just out riding a bicycle while she's having to move my family across the country. But she's up for it. Her parents are both sheriffs, and she kind of thinks like that, you know. But that the point was, in Key West, I just prayed, you know, God, show me what it is. Because we really thought at that point, when it became a reality that we're going to do this cross-country trip, we had connected with my youth pastor and really put together a program for youth. And we really wanted to go out with a kind of a rolling Promise Keepers for Youth kind of message. And we still want to do that, but it's a byproduct of what our ministry is really about. Mm-hmm. The youth message is that God has goals for you that you can't do. Only God can accomplish what God wants to accomplish, and He'll use you. But why set goals that you can accomplish? Just, you know, that's kind of, anybody can do that. So we just want to encourage you, John. We want to encourage anybody who's listening to this. You know, set God-sized goals. You know, commit something to Him that He'll bless and honor, and He'll handle it. I mean, everybody's got that thing on their wall that says, God won't bring you to something, He won't bring you through. I'm sure we could find a lot of those encouraging little snippets on a T-shirt somewhere in Tampa, but it's real if Christ lives in you, and you know that you know, Galatians 2:20, you know, I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I mean, I'm all about that.
Sure.
So, riding from Key West, to answer your question, all I saw on that route was bag ladies. And the little side of the road sign for that loved one who got run over. And, you know, at 16 miles an hour, you start to see what the real world is. Because it ain't air conditioning in your Porsche Cayenne at 85. You miss it. And I've got a lot of friends who drive fast in their expensive cars with the air conditioning on. Hopefully they're listening to Spirit 90.5, but I'm talking about the guys who probably aren't.
Right.
And they just miss it. They don't know that Tom Atchison's downtown feeding the homeless on Saturday morning to try to get these guys off drugs and alcohol and into a recovery center. They have no idea why Faith Riders out of Bell Shoals just straps on their Harleys and goes out to ride for Jesus. They have no idea. They have no idea why God's Pedal Power up near University Mall is rehabbing bicycles and giving them to inner-city youth with a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. So we've covered a little bit about how our ministry organization began, how it evolved, where our mission statement came from. Our mission is to create awareness for ministry serving, those ministries I described for you. And it ties locally to an event that's going on on May 26th in Temple Terrace.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. We got about 5 minutes left, so let's talk a little bit about that and how that's going to tie into the big bike event.
Well, I appreciate you asking. That's great. I'm like a light switch, you know. You just turn me on. But we're leaving May 26th, our family. And we could talk for an hour about the way we've had corporate sponsors, Dallas One Construction and Trinity Automotive, Patrick Testaseca, who's right. an underwriter of Spirit 90.5. God bless him, my brother Patrick. Those guys have made it possible for us to print booklets, you know, with the gospel message, to print T-shirts, and to carry these little crosses on that route. They've made it possible that our gas and stuff could be handled without having to go hit our college funds and whatnot. So we appreciate our sponsors in that way. And what we wanted to do, along that cross-country route, each Saturday along that route, we're going to do a ministry event. We want to call it a ministry fair. In some cities that we've talked to along that route, there is no ministry fair in Kellogg, Idaho, a town of 1,000 people, 93% unchurched in the middle of Idaho.
Wow.
There's no ministry fair going on there. In fact, we're going to meet with that pastor and try to put a program together for him, just to encourage him and the other pastors, you know, to reach the 93%. But in towns like Port Angeles, Washington, or Dublin, Georgia, or just north of Nashville, there are servants out, you know, being Christ for others. And we want to do a ministry fair, like an art festival-looking event, okay. just like a community art festival. Only instead of artists, we'll bring ministries who are serving and give them a platform to share with their neighbor why Christ is in the middle of what they're doing. So what we thought was, hey, if we're going to go to Port Angeles, Washington, and that's where we're starting. I don't think we said, but we're going from yep. west of Seattle,
okay,
the Pacific Coast, west of Seattle, down through Yellowstone, down through the Rockies, into Pueblo, then east all the way across the plains into Kentucky, and then down through Nashville, Chattanooga, Atlanta, Jacksonville. So each one of those Saturday events, and you'll see them on our website at christacrossamerica.org, we're going to do a ministry event, but hadn't really planned one for Tampa. And we thought, well, hey, we're from Tampa. Let's do a ministry fair here. This is our home. So we've got an event in Temple Terrace on May 26th that's going to look just like a community art festival, only we're bringing Somebody Cares Tampa Bay and A. Brown Ministries, Life Change Concepts. Ray Lynch is a financial stewardship and right. budget counselor. We're bringing Crown Financial Ministries, New Hearts Outreach, 16, 17 ministries on our website that have agreed to come so far. First Baptist Temple Terrace at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 26th. Tony Velong is the chief of police of Temple Terrace, has agreed. He's a Christian, a believer. He's going to come share his testimony with hopefully a lot of kids can hear that message from a leader in the community. We'll have bouncy things, and Jeff Lupton with Lupton's Barbecue and right. Catering is bringing his refrigerated truck, and he's donated all the hot dogs and sausage that we can give away. And so Spirit FM is going to bring their van.
There we are.
And here we go. So that's what it's doing in Temple Terrace, and then we leave from there out for this two-month journey.
So this is from 11 until 2?
On Saturday, May 26th.
Okay. And if you're a business and you'd like to get involved in setting up a ministry that wants to get involved with this, how do they do that?
Yeah, if you're bringing real assistance, tangible Christ-centered assistance to folks who are, you know, what we call the lost and the suffering, if that's a ministry for you, call us, email us, come. It's free to you. It's free to everybody who's attending. The food's free, the bouncy things. It's just a chance for you to share with, I hope, the Temple Terrace community, you know, why you do what you do. We call it three guys with a shovel. You know, why are you digging?
Right.
And hopefully those people who are digging, all of us, hopefully we're all prepared to say, you know, I'm glad you asked.
And if someone would like to make a donation to help in your efforts to Bike Across America and help in getting ministry fairs out to these different communities, how do they do that?
Well, churches, foundations, and families can make a contribution to the Christ Across America Fund. Businesses can come alongside us in a corporate sponsorship role. We'll put a package together to promote your business, which we also hope is on purpose for Jesus Christ. We believe if God owns everything, that he owns your business too, and we want to encourage Christian business owners to make their businesses a ministry. We want to thank C12 and Bart Azzarelli for helping us get to a place where, you know, God owns our business. And the question that you asked was, how can they connect with us? Well, obviously, through the website, you know, it's just about anything you need to know to get to us. It's ChristAcrossAmerica.org.
Okay, ChristAcrossAmerica.org. Bo Ellis, thanks again for coming by. A real gentleman. I wish you could be here in the studio with me to feel the energy. I hope that energy has been transformed into your heart through the radio ministry here today, and that we'll see you and your family out there on May 26th at First Baptist Temple Terrace.
Yeah, we'll be calling in from the road, so we look forward to talking to you from Spokane or from Yellowstone. Hopefully we'll find somebody out there who's showing the folks where Jesus Christ is and leading people to his salvation.
Well, Bo, thanks again for coming in. Bo Ellis has been our guest today on Tampa Bay Today. Until next time, I'm John Morris. Have a great weekend.